Just take a deep breath. Let the breath move through your physical body. That breath bringing a sense of stability and wisdom, safety. And imagine your body in a very warm stream of water, not very deep spa-type water. You're being held, but that water is flowing over you. Magically, the energies of that water is moving through the body, washing it clean, bringing in nutrients, creating space. And all the while held very stably and solidly here on the earth by the presence of our Mother Earth. Let your breath move yourself, that very alert soul essence. Let it move it way and up and move it out of this physical form. Quietly lifting, but not so disconnected that you can't observe the body. A body you chose, a female body for this lifetime. And when you chose to be in a female body, it was because of what you wanted to accomplish here on the planet. And that female body had a specific agenda, goals, skills, and abilities unique. It was the ability to work with energy. Be able to sense energy before it became visible and feel its movement in your field. And energy carries information. And you knew you wanted to be a reader of information. And energy carries creativity, and you knew you wanted to be a creator of magnificence. And energy connects. And you knew you wanted to be a connector of consequence. Just imagine what it was you felt when you imagined being in this place on this planet where energy was made visible, where you could weave, sing, dance, speak, and impact energy. Your very breath impacts energy. And like fireworks, that energy moves and sparkles. And in the natural unfoldment held within the original DNA, as you contemplated on that causal chakra above the crown, that mission, that purpose, the passion to play with energy, therefore be in a physical female bodysuit, and you knew that's what you wanted to do, and there was an excitement there, an enthusiasm there. And you say, yes, I'm ready. as you move energetically as a soul into this tiny body suit, and you stretch in and you feel it move, and you turn on the system so that you can hear the voices of those who are spiritually there for you, and you hear them and you're laughing together. Joy, your accomplishments is going to be their accomplishments. Their instructions, help of you, is going to be a benefit for both. This is a team effort. And as you move into that energy of the earth and the bodysuit, and it grows, and you begin to walk on the earth, very physical. And because you have that connection, you're like a crystalline. You're like the indigos. You remember and you know. And you speak your word, and the word begins to appear. And you have a unique passion. You may sense that wanting to help heal the energy of the planet, or you might feel the power in connecting and relating and weaving together. You might feel the sense of color and the artistry that can happen, or how wonderful it is to be in the kitchen being the alchemist with food and spices. Wherever it is, women physically connect to the Mother Earth as their second chakra after the causal. You're connected to the earth, and then you look around you on the base chakra, and you see that there is more to do, more wonderful things to play with, and energy to know of, and information to read. And you move into that creative chakra, that sexual creative, and you just, again, make that abundant, lush, amazing garden that is your life. And those whom you are most directly connected with are in your garden, and they relate to you, you relate to them. The joy. So you already have a sense of connection to the earth, of the ability to sense energy and play with energy and create from energy. You already have that before the wisdom of the solar plexus now opens to you. And it is that wisdom of the solar plexus in which the divine feminine that is the mission appears. And although she has been given the symbol of the snake, the serpent, tonight she is there for you in the form that is best and most sacred to you. And so look around and be there and call her in. And does she come in walking, or does she come in floating? Does she come in singing? Does she come in dancing or walking? And does she appear in body, or does she appear in an amazing mist, or does she appear in color? Thank you. appears to you. What other qualities do you sense from her besides her wisdom and her clear clarity, anchoring presence for you? And note those qualities. Imagine that solar plexus space, that belly wisdom space, as a room. And open the door and go into that room. What is there? Take her with you. Are there windows? Plants? Are there places to sit? What is the room like? And together, you and she decide what it is you want in this gathering space, which is yours and hers. And in your imagination, make it so. What is it that you need from her, or what does she have to give you that you have been waiting for? And realize that this is your foundation as a divine feminine on mission. As an individual presence on the earth, the chakras of Mother Earth, base, creative, gives you the foundation. The solar plexus opens mission, opens contribution, opens the divine feminine and your personal connection to her. And breathe and bring that knowledge, that information to the body's intelligence. The one who holds the information for the systems of the physical bodysuit. And instruct that intelligence to upgrade the physical circuitry of the body to bring this truth into the physical body and make it real there. Make it automatic, this strong core place of authenticity and voice of clarity and wisdom. Now imagine yourself in the circle of this Thursday night group. Some who are here energetically and spiritually, and some who are here physically. And imagine that line of energy, life force, moving back in time from each one of us. And it isn't a single strand. It is like a tree. As it moves back in time and space from us and from this claiming of our wisdom self, it branches through our genetic lines and through our spiritual connective lines and flows this information to all women everywhere on the planet. We are connected to our divine feminine wisdom, our authenticity, our clarity, and our voice. We own the power of energy in all of its forms. We own our intuition. We own our knowingness. We own our connection to spiritual beings beyond this earth. Whose commitment is to assist that female mission. And we call forth that interconnected team in all of its aspects that we know of, that we don't know of, throughout all time, throughout all space. We know don't know why. We don't need to know why. We know. And again, bring your breath into that sacred space, your solar plexus room, that belly wisdom. And since that divine feminine guides there for you, and what do the two of you need to agree upon in order to strengthen this point, to strengthen this voice, to strengthen this room? What is it that would be of benefit? And agree upon that together. And then before you move from this unformed place that remains in the place, you will come back to the physical with an awareness of your bodysuit. But what can you bring back to the physical as an awareness of her presence with you, even in the physical world? What can you bring back? Is it a touch on your belly, that this touch is her touch? Is it a touch on the cheek, that this touch is her touch? What can you bring to the physical world that is her presence for you. And do that. Now in this space, we call for the Red Rock Vortex energy to totally surround and fill and encase us all women everywhere, like we are all for this next week walking around, moving around in an eggshell of energy that extends 4 feet out from us. Totally encased in that eggshell. That Red Rock is there, boundarying us, keeping us balanced, so that all the energies that are taking place within women takes place without any danger of attracting hitchhikers or parasitics, that we're in a balanced place, that we can ride this wave effortlessly. All women everywhere, just in your imagination, see what that would be like. All week, we are in the cocoon, waiting to be the butterfly. We are in the cocoon in our last stages of caterpillarship. And that cocoon is love and light and protection and knowingness and deep wisdom and clarity and joy. Breathe that presence, yourself as the wise one, yourself with the wise one. Breathe that back into the body suits, into the energetic fields of mind, body, spirit, emotion. And as you open your eyes, connection and upgrade to the belly wisdom and the divine feminine. That's your unique aspect is solidly with you. And so it is.